And it's the sacred is everywhere. If you become truly present, you would find the sacredness everywhere. It's easier here. In certain places that are called sacred, there is less of a density in the structures, the physical structures, the forms. There is a transparency almost to the forms. Something shines through the forms. And this is why we call those places sacred. But even here, there are some people who cannot sense that because they are not present enough when they walk in the garden. They are still in their head thinking about where they are going the day after tomorrow and the accumulation of problems which are thought forms that are part of their sense of self. I have important problems to think about. And occasionally you get a glimpse. 3 seconds of presence and you get a glimpse, oh. And immediately there comes the movement of thought again. So some people cannot be present here. Most of you can. And those who cannot, I believe, will quickly deepen and see how easy it is to be present and how hard it is not to be present. Normally people tell me the opposite. They say it's so hard to be present. And this is what the mind believes. But the opposite is true. Not being present to the now is hard. To live trapped in your mind is hard. That makes living into something that is a struggle and an effort. And you never get there. You never make it because you live for the future, which is only a thought form. And this is another aspect of living trapped in thought, with your whole sense of self trapped in thought, hoping that at some point you will find yourself, complete yourself, or it's all going to work out in the end. And in the way the mind imagines it, it cannot work out, because every form dies, and every structure eventually dissolves again. And the mind only thinks in terms of forms and structures, and it hopes that life will work itself out on that level of structures and forms. And it's always disappointed because it cannot.